Hey guys, I think you're going to love this episode. I was speaking to Donalta Hall, who is into like Airbnbs and real estate and coaching and all that great stuff. And I really love her energy. I love her approach. I love what she talked about when she went from corporate to doing real estate, right? And what that took in her mindset because she wasn't confident enough. She didn't know if she could do it. She didn't know if she could actually do the work that she was doing in corporate because she wasn't sure if that was going to be able to be marketable. You know what? This was a really genuine and authentic conversation about what someone goes through in their journey from leaving their 9-to-5 to going into corporate. And I love that. I love when some people are just honest and real and truthful and just let you know the deal, right? So why don't you go ahead and watch this episode? Leave me a comment. Let me know what you think. Make sure you follow Donalta because she's just amazing and her energy is infectious. So love you guys so much. And we will shut up so you can go ahead and watch the episode. Talk to you soon. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And as you know, I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And I like to bring people on that have different ideas, different entrepreneurship skills, different things that they do. And then they come on here to give you a wealth of knowledge. Now, today, I am so excited to introduce you to this guest. Her name is Donalta Hall, and Donalta is an absolute powerhouse in the real estate world with over 2 decades of experience where she's seamlessly blending in her passion and her design and luxury hospitality and all this great stuff. And I cannot wait to get into this with her. Now, she's a force behind a 5-star international rental company, and she's the master. She has mastered the art of maximizing revenues. Let's speak English here, through strategic rental integration. So her journey doesn't stop there, though. Before diving into real estate, Donalta made her mark in the tech and analytics sector. Hello, people. Okay. So she's a driving, you know, force behind this, and she has a growth of numerous firms behind her. So outside of her impressive career, she's an avid traveler, always bringing her vision, her strategy, and her dedication wherever she goes. And I love her. I love her energy. I love what she's about. So I'm really happy that she's here, y'all. So let's welcome Donalta. How are you? I'm so glad you're chilling with us today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored that, you know, you asked me to be here, and I can't wait to dive right in. Thank you.
Yes, I absolutely love that. See, when I find people out in this world, out here in the social world, doing some really great things, I love to have them on here because, you know, my audience is amazing. I mean, I have over 100,000 downloads. It's the top 1.5 podcast to listen to. Like, all this great stuff is happening, and it's because I find good humans. I bring them on here, and, you know, my audience gets to know you a little bit, Donalta. So let's start there. Who are you, actually? Who are you, Donalta? Let's start there.
Yeah, so I'm Donalta Hall. I am a entrepreneur. I am a wife. I started out my career, you know, doing all the things that we're supposed to do, you know, went to school, got the grades, got the corporate job, you know, got the house, got married, did all those things. And I really just found myself burnt out, tired, you know, just climbing that corporate ladder. There was always something new to achieve, new to do, especially with like technology changes. I was in the technology sector. There's always a new system or skill to learn. Even if you're not in technology, the way, you know, our jobs are changing and society is changing, whether you're working at Walmart stocking shelves or you're a pharmacist, there's always a new system, a new process. There's ever-changing management, ever-changing corporate structures. It was just constant change and just trying to keep up. I always said to myself, you know, I thrive in change. But it got to a point where I was looking at it and I'm like, there was this constant work that kept on, that I had to keep on doing, you know, to stay in the new, to stay relevant. Right. And it was really exhausting. I sort of lost my passion for those things that I started doing because I was so passionate about it. And especially too, in the world of work, you know, your employer often can be a driving force in dictating and shaping your career. You know, they see a certain skill that you have or an area that you're strong in and kind of push you in those areas. And that may not be aligned with what you want for yourself or how you see yourself. But then, you know, there's that need to please, that striving to move up and grow. And we used to have these things called stretch opportunities. So these stretch opportunities are the opportunities where they know you don't necessarily know how to do the thing. You know, you don't necessarily know how to do the thing, but they're, you know, banking on you. They're betting on you as that racehorse that's going to be able to get it done. And if you do it, great. If you don't, you still have those performance challenges and those difficult conversations. And it was just, you know, corporate is just very competitive.
Yeah.
Everybody's striving for a promotion and there are, you know, one position that 20 people are going for. So a lot of people do great work and, you know, we just can't keep up. We just can't move up fast enough. And then there's just, you know, work-life balance as well too. COVID hit, things got really stressful. And I really looked back at my career and I realized that I've made a lot of people a lot of money. You know, I've made Fortune 500 companies a lot of money, help them develop their businesses and realize that, you know, my bosses, my managers, these CEOs, they were betting on me. And so what would happen if I bet on myself? Took the risk, took the chance and dived into the world of entrepreneurship. And here I am today. We started out, you know, real estate sort of always made sense to me. People always need a place to live. And that's what I dived into. And it was really interesting, the mindset shift that happened, because when I was working, I was into technology, analytics. And my husband always used to tell me, you know, you could teach a course, you can focus on this and you can consult, but I didn't have the confidence. Right. I didn't understand how to market the skills I had and put myself out there and really sort of fend for myself in that area. So there was also a whole sort of career shift. So a lot of new things at that time. But, you know, bet on my horse, my own horse, and, you know, persevered, kept that same tenacity that I had in the workforce at my job. And have been thriving ever since. And I really am passionate about sharing the straight talk with people about what it takes to make that transition, the difficulties, the challenges, and also the blessings and rewards that come with it. Because, you know, in this social world, everybody talks about their wins. Everybody posts about their wins. There's a lot of, you know, Airbnb gurus out there, real estate gurus out there. And if you watch them online, they've never had a miss. All of their properties have money, right? All of their properties have X, 10X, yeah. You know, growth.
It's and the same in the coaching world. Same thing. Yeah. Right?
That is not the truth. And, you know, I also dabbled, like I'm dabbling in coaching, as well, trying to share my skills. And that has its challenges as well too. And so I was really excited to, you know, talk to you and just put the truth out there, right? Yeah. And just talk straight about what it is and that we're doing.
Yeah, what's happening, right? And you know, I love that you brought up a bunch of things. So I'd like to touch on some of those because you're right. You know, you're an expert in your field and you know your field and you know that you've made money for these big corporate companies. Cause I was the same, right? You know, you work hard, you get up early, you're there on when you're not feeling well, you're like all of these things that you completely dedicate to these corporate jobs, right? Not a bad thing. Some people are thriving corporate. Good for you. That's awesome. I got the same thing, Donalta. I got burnt out, right? But this is a whole different world. The online space is a whole nother animal, right? Like when I coach women, because I help women create their coaching businesses, right? We go from concept to launch and I help them with all that. There's so many mindset things we have to go through. So many, right? And a lot of them, you know, you thinking that you're not good enough or you don't have the skill set or, and you do, but you just don't know how to implement them in this way. And the different thing, and you probably found this too, that you're not just in real estate. Now you're a marketer. Mm-hmm. Right? Because now you had to learn how to be a marketer guru and, you know, learn how to market yourself online and learn how to find those clients and learn how to find the properties and whatever it is that, you know, you're doing, which I want to get into. So why that though? Why not when you left? Because I'm very interested in this. Mm-hmm. Why is it when you left, you didn't go right into doing tech in the online space, but you went into real estate? What made that whole shift for you?
The truth is, I believed in real estate. It was always something I was interested in and passionate about. It just sort of made sense to me. Mm-hmm. But the real root of it is just lack of confidence in the corporate space, that I would be able to build a brand and market myself in that sphere, competing against companies like the company I was working for, even though I'm the one putting together the proposals, I'm the one building the bid. They're looking for my hot headshot and my expertise, is saying, we have this person who, you know, works with us, that in order to allow us to be able to deliver. It was the mindset of just not even knowing where to start.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was really this entrepreneurial journey that now I can look back and I'm like, those skills were absolutely marketable. I could have absolutely done that thing. And it would have probably been a lot easier because I would have been in a space I was already comfortable with. I wouldn't have been learning a new industry. I already knew players. I knew contacts. I had a reputation. But that mindset honestly just really held me back.
And I
also see that a lot when I'm talking to different people who are looking to leave their jobs or branch out on their own and take their skill set and, you know, do it for themselves. It's that confidence, like, how am I going to market myself? How am I going to position myself? Not realizing the treasure that they are and they have, and how easy that transition is, because there are really people, other businesses who are looking for that one-on-one connection with a great consultant, a great freelancer that they are able to work with and grow with and have, you know, a steady relationship of that person that they can trust. Large business, mid-sized businesses that are really looking to hire those skills.
Yeah. You know, and that's a real thing. I think, you know, one of the things that all of us have to go through when we're getting into coaching or into entrepreneurship is that mindset shift, because you literally have to go from that employee mentality to that CEO mentality. And that's not always as easy as people think. You know, they just think they're going to, well, at least some of the people I've spoken to, they think they're just going to go out there and it's going to grow. And they don't realize that if you build it, doesn't mean they'll come. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes a lot of self stuff, because you have a lot of garbage that comes up, mm-hmm. you know, all that imposter syndrome and are you good enough and the worthiness and all of that kind of stuff. And most entrepreneurs that I've spoken to get so scared, they end up going back to corporate, even mm-hmm. though they hate it. Right. And then they're like, oh, I hate that I had to do this. Well, you didn't really have to do that. It's just that you convinced yourself you had to do that. Mm-hmm. Right. And it wasn't, I mean, another thing, and you know, you mentioned, you know, what did you call it? Was it growth challenge or what was a stretch challenge that mm-hmm. they gave you at work? Right. As soon as you said that, my whole body was like, ah, because I know the stress that comes with that. Right. Mm-hmm. And so we have to, you know, really focus on also learning that we really need to be successful, besides the mindset shift, is systems and community. You need to be able to be connected with others, and you need to have a system that works, because what happens to a lot of us, and I'm sure this, maybe you can attest to this, is when you first start, you really don't know what the systems are. You really don't know that you maybe need a CRM, mm-hmm. that you need that calendar invite, that you need you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot that goes into this. So what was that mindset shift for you? Like, when did it finally go click, ha, you know, because I know it probably wasn't one thing. It probably was a series of things, but I'm just very interested in the people who are listening, who are really thinking about this, Donalta. How do I leave my 9-to-5? How do I leave this job that I hate? And how do I overcome it when I hit this wall? Right. So what was that moment for you?
It was actually recently that it kind of clicked. I look back at, and you know, maybe you probably understand this as well too. Throughout the entrepreneurship journey, there's a lot of learning. You just kind of learn by doing.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, looking back at all the successes that I've had over the past 2 to 3 years, it kind of just really recently clicked for me that I could have done this, and I have a process now that I can take and I can repeat and I could scale. Yeah. And I went through a lot in terms of trying different things, trying different CRMs, because there's a lot of information out there and there's a lot of recommendations out there. Oh, use this calendar tool, use that. And
so many.
It doesn't always fit. A lot of it is trial and error. And I always think about this GIF or this meme that I see with the person digging for diamonds, and there's two people digging, one's below the other, and the one person stops just before. And there were so many times I wanted to give up. So many times I'm like, I can't do this. This is so difficult. Yep. And it's that tenacity, it's that perseverance. It's the keep going, because if I hadn't have done that, if I stopped at any point, I wouldn't have had the successes that I had, and I wouldn't have learned the things that I learned, and I wouldn't have had the system that I had, knowing now that I could have, that I can repeat it, and that I was actually better equipped when I started out. A lot of it was second guessing. A lot of my learning was second guessing myself, right? Having that feeling of, I think this is what I should do, but then somebody else told me this and somebody else told me that. It comes back to confidence. Yeah. And I have this firmness now that I can stand in what I know and what I don't know. The confidence to say, I don't know this, and then go seek the help. And also the confidence to say, I understand this really well, and while there might be different ways to go about it, this feels right to me, and this makes sense to me.
Yes.
And kind of blocking out that noise, and that's something that I've had to refine.
I love that. I love that. And I want people to understand that too, that everybody has an opinion, right? Mm-hmm. And some people are really good. I mean, like you could take, I always say, chew the meat and spit out the bones, right? So you take what you can from it and then you leave the rest behind, because if you are not authentic to you and what you believe and love, you're not going to come out authentic to anyone else. I mean, that's just the truth, right? I mean, people can kind of read through a lot of crap. And nowadays, because there's so many people that are skeptical about everybody, they will look at everything you've done, all of your social medias, all of your YouTubes, all of your interviews before they even buy. And most people think that they're going to see you and buy. Nope. It takes about 12 to 15 times mm-hmm. of that person to see you before they even engage, right? So the person has to see you a few times. So these are like all these psychological things that I've been like reading about and learning about and trying to understand, because in the beginning you feel a little beat up. You know, you go out there for the first time, you may maybe get a like, maybe not. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe somebody resonates with what you're saying, maybe they don't. And you automatically start to take it as a personal thing or taking the hit. But remember, right, Donata, I'm sure you've gone through this, where when you came out, there's also other people doing the same thing in this space. Mm-hmm. And you have to like be able to rise above what the noise is and say, this is who I am and how I approach it. And people will find you. They will, you know, especially if you're consistent, because consistency is key. Right. But I want to get into what you do. So let's do that. I want to know more about, you know, you said you're getting into a little bit of coaching, but you also talked about a little bit of real estate. So let's get into what your business is. Let's talk about that. I want to know more.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been coaching with a company called Wealth Genius, and I specialize in Airbnb and midterm rentals, short-term rentals, as well as real estate. I've recently had a major life change where I moved from Canada to the US to grow my real estate business. While in Canada, I built an international business. We have over 40 properties in Canada, the US, Caribbean, and Mexico. And we also run and manage a boutique hotel. And, you know, just talking about what I'm doing, a lot of people reached out for advice. They came up and they said, hey, can you help me? And you know, there's a part of me that really wants to help, and I really want to educate people and make the things I've learned accessible, because it's tough times. You know, inflation is high and we can all use a little bit of extra money, right? Yep. Plus more time freedom. And that's what I'm really passionate about. So I, started coaching, and coaching is not easy. A lot of people are like, you know, I'm going to build this coaching business. And for me, the biggest challenge was I take it really personal. I take my students' success really personal, and I had to detach myself from, I can give all the information, but it can't make them do the things, you know? And it's different in the sense too, when I was in corporate world, I really prided myself on being a people developer. I managed large teams of people internationally in remote places, hundreds of people. And I used to get a real sense of satisfaction seeing them grow and their careers developed. But the difference is all the people that I was working with at work, a lot of them I got to handpick. And in my business, when I was coaching, I wasn't as selected. So what I learned is, especially with the coaching business, you have to pick the right people. Not everybody is coachable.
Right.
Which was, you know, then these are just some of the lessons that we learned. So I kind of changed that process in terms of interviewing people to see if they're aligned with my values and the things that I kind of teach and what's important to me versus, you know, kind of that fear-based approach of accepting everybody. And then, you know, there's not that alignment there because we're not necessarily a good fit. And that was a real challenge that I had to work through in terms of, you know, you talked about being authentic. I was scared to be too niche-y.
Yeah.
In fear that I would turn away people. But instead, because I wasn't showing up authentically, I like 100%, and you know, I'm hiring out a lot of my social media and how I'm being representative. It doesn't feel like it's me. And I'm attracting people who aren't necessarily aligned with the same core values because I'm not specifically saying this is who I am, this is how I do things. And yeah, so that was a major change. And so, yeah, so I recently moved to the US and we are working on building out a real estate business. So again, I really just believe in real estate. I think it's a great way for people to make money long-term, generationally. And a lot of people I know are afraid to start investing in real estate because they just don't understand how to go from a homeowner or not even a homeowner or and how to get started and investing and building that wealth. And so what we do is we help people who are looking to invest in real estate, whether it's Airbnb, short-term rentals, long-term rentals, or even Section 8, and sort of maximize their cash flow and create passive income by providing turnkey services. So we will help with the property analysis. We will help you find the property to buy. We have realtors on our team that will help you with the buying. We will also have our dedicated team of contractors. We specifically focus in the Alabama area, Birmingham and Huntsville. And we will, you know, you can trust us to essentially renovate that property for you, find your tenant, whether it's Section 8, Airbnb, or a midterm rental. We have all of those connections with the local real estate. And as a landlord, you kind of sit back and you collect your passive income. We are well connected with all of the right lenders. So whether you're a foreign national, a Canadian, because I'm Canadian, or you know, somebody who's new to the country and in America or, you know, born in America, we are able to connect you with the right lenders despite your financial situation and even coach you on your financial situation on how you can get that first investment property.
Wow. It's like a well-rounded machine over here, Denalta.
That's what I've learned is the systems and processes and who my clients are, right? And the people that really can use my help and that I'm able to serve, right? I've gone through this journey of saying, you know, okay, well, we'll just do this and we'll just do that. But what works for me is providing that turnkey services because I can control the people we pick. I can control the people we use in our business. And then I can provide the best service to my clients, right? And also the like what something that's important to me, like when I'm looking at people with coaching, is faith-based. So I was recently baptized, a new Christian. One of the things,
my sister.
Yeah, thank you. So I find that what helps me is to be able to talk about the Bible and verses that calm my anxieties, calm my fears, and help build my faith that my business will be successful. And it's really, and I found it challenging not to be able to have those conversations with some of my mentees, right? Because that doesn't resonate. And because I wasn't showing up that way, you know, sometimes they were caught off guard and, you know, just didn't fit right when I'm like, well, here's why you don't really have to worry about it. And it may seem like, it may not make sense, but it's just a matter of believing enough, right? Mm-hmm. But what that belief does is it creates a mindset that you will succeed no matter what. And it allows you to persevere because it's bigger than yourself. You don't have to rely on yourself to achieve the mission, to accomplish the goal, to figure out the CRM, to figure out the tools. God is working on your behalf in the background to line all of these things up for you. And you just have to believe, have faith, put yourself in the right place, and to be able to hear God talking, find those opportunities. You'll know, just based on your faith. So those are kind of some of the things I really believe and work for myself.
Yeah.
But not showing up in that way was not allowing me to have those conversations with the people I'm trying to help.
I love that. I love that. That's exactly a bit of my journey too. Like, in coaching, I've been coaching for a long time, and I used to be a spiritual leader for women, right? Christian spiritual leader for women for a long time, and then got into business world. And when I got into the business angle, I was like, maybe I shouldn't talk about that. But I wasn't showing up like me, Danalta. And then I was, but to a limit, mm-hmm. right? And it wasn't until I said, this is who I am. I love the Lord. This is how I am. You like it? Great. You don't? Great. I can't keep doing this. So I shifted. And when I did, that's when my business exploded, right? That's when I started getting all the coaching clients. That's when I started my podcast grew, because when you put God first, everything will fall in its mm-hmm. place. And, it always reminded me, and this is what kind of shifted my thinking on this, is when I was reading the Bible and it said, if you deny me in front of man, I will deny you in front of our Father. And mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Nope. I'm not risking that, So I shifted my way of thinking, Danalta, and I'm glad you did too, because if you can show up like you, people can respect that. And there's no reason why you shouldn't show up like you when other people show up like themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And so I respect you for that. That's really great. I'm really happy that your business is growing. I'm glad that you're pouring into others. And you're right. The real estate space can be scary. It's very different, right? You have mm-hmm. to be an entrepreneur to be in real estate. Like, you really got to understand that, right? Because I also do life insurance, and it's almost the same. You have to find your clients. You have to be realistic. You have to be there for them. You have to walk them through it, right? So I understand that. And I'm really excited that you have a program now where you're actually helping people and coaching them through that. Right? Because it's a whole different ballgame too. Like you said, I mean, doing the real estate yourself and learning it all yourself is one thing, but then teaching someone else to do it is another, right? Mm-hmm. So are you finding success in the coaching aspect of it?
So with the coaching, I haven't really started that out in terms of the real estate. I've been doing it with their Airbnbs.
Okay.
So this is a new venture for me. So I'm happy to connect with people and share my experience.
Yeah, but you're doing it with the Airbnb. So that's good, because you already are into the coaching. You're just trying to teach it in a different angle. That's
absolutely
good. Yeah. Good for you, Danalta, stepping out on you, just stepping out all over the place.
Yeah. Because here's the thing, like, I find too that I'm evolving and my business is evolving. Right. The techniques that worked a few years ago, they worked really well, but the markets are changing.
Yeah.
So I have to constantly evolve myself. I have to constantly evolve my business. And there is a bit of a catch up that happens when things shift in terms of, letting the public know what the latest and greatest is, and then kind of being reintroducing yourself as the new. Right. So that was one of the things I decided on with my online presence. Like, I didn't want to just show up as my company that does Airbnb. I wanted to show up as Danalta Hall, because I know that there's going to be this evolution. Yeah. What I'm doing today may not be the same thing that I'm doing in 10 years, but I want to share that journey with people and let them know, as I learn, I'm here to share and help.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, who knows what real estate will bring in the next 10 years? We can be buying resorts in the Caribbean. But I just kind of want to be able to, as I evolve, continue to evolve with my audience And it's really just about me and my entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah, good for you. Thank you for coming on and thank you for sharing all this awesome stuff and allowing people to, you know, hear a different perspective, you know, and the fact that, you know, those who are listening are, most people who listen to the show are like entrepreneurs and coaches and things like that. So I'm sure that they're like, yeah, I'm dealing with some mindset stuff, or I've been thinking about real estate, or, you know, because there's a lot that goes on, right? So I like people to know how to reach you, talk to you, you know, just kind of like see what you're doing, and maybe they want to get involved. There's a lot of people who want to get involved in like Airbnbs and different type of real estate ventures, things like that, especially, you know, the world is changing, the world is shifting, right? And real estate has always been like a thing. It's always been solid. People need to live somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's always been something people need, right? And so give us that information. How do people find you, connect with you, work with you, that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. So you can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Donalta Hall. So DonaltaHall. And you'll be able to find me on any of the social media platforms. Feel free to drop me a DM, send me a WhatsApp, and I'm happy to help and connect.
That's awesome. I love that. And I love also another key takeaway for all of you who are listening too, is Donalta made a very big point of saying that she's using Donalta Hall because her business can evolve. And that's one of the things that happens to a few people who are starting their entrepreneurship, right? Is they start with their business name first, but then when I try to find them, I can't. And it's because they went with the business name. So I didn't even know them by the name. I knew them by the business. And then now they've shifted their businesses. Now you're trying to find them somewhere else. And I found that to be a bit muddled, you know? So I love that you did that. You went straight for the name. This is who I am. Find me, you'll find what I'm doing, mm-hmm. right? Same thing with Nina Perez. I do the same thing. But I really like that because in the beginning, I was very confused. People were telling me to do two different things. So just go with Straight Talk, No Sugar at it. Don't worry about your name. But then when people were looking for Straight Talk, but they were looking for my coaching, those are two, they weren't connecting, right? So I love that takeaway, Donalta, because I think people need to understand that, right? Like you made it so simple. People can find you on any of the social media realms right now, even WhatsApp, just by your name, right? Yeah. There you go. Plain and simple. Donalta, thank you for hanging out with us today on Straight Talk. It was such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Nina. It was great.
I'm so glad. Guys, I love her energy, love who she is. I love the knowledge that she's sharing with all of you. It's a different angle, right? It's not just about coaching, or it's not just about entrepreneurship, but it's about real estate too. And I want you guys to, especially those of you who are super interested, make sure that you connect with Donalta. Like she said, DM her, go ahead and follow her wherever she is right now. And then you'll be able to discover and see, you know, does she align with your values and things like that, right? So this is one of the things that's growing right now, especially in this online world. People are skeptical about a lot of things. So they'll try to find you on YouTube and find you on podcasts and find you on this and that. So just go ahead and check her out. I did. And that's why I invited her onto the podcast. So you guys know I look for the best humans. She is a good human. So go ahead and connect with her. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.